Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. It's a beautiful day on Tuesday, February the 6th, and my, oh my, has time gone by. Folks, we are already well into February, 1 month down in the 12-month year we have in 2018, and we're having another Power Lunch. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, especially real estate professionals out there everywhere. The Power Is Now is truly the power is now, folks, to grow our businesses, to establish relationships with our clients, to build alliances, to achieve our goals in 2018. If you haven't taken a look at your goals for 2018, now is the time to do so. Take a look at your goals for 2018. Are you on track? Was January a great year, a great month? Are you on track based on your activity so far to achieve your goals in 2018 for the month of February? So I want to encourage you now to think about this as we, you know, begin to look at this very short month. Man, oh man, I mean, before you know it, we're going to be in March and the quarter will be over. Time is flying. So thank you for taking time out of your Tuesday afternoon for our Power Lunch. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, this show is really for real estate professionals, although consumers are welcome to join us as we talk about what's going on in the industry. And I'm going to share some news. A press release just came out from HUD in regard to some relief of people who have been impacted by hurricanes and all the devastation that's taken place across the country. You know, one of the things that I'm still excited about is that incredible game, that Super Bowl. Now, I have to admit, I am a Patriots fan, but I'm also an Eagles fan. And so, honestly, it didn't really matter. I like dynasties. I like winners. I want winners to continue to win. And you can't deny that Tom Brady's a winner and Patriots are winners. But I also like a great comeback story. I love underdogs. And especially with a backup quarterback, you know, leading the team to the Super Bowl and then just breaking history, being the first quarterback ever to even to catch a pass that resulted in the touchdown. It's pretty amazing. So it was a great Super Bowl Sunday. I hope all of you enjoyed the Super Bowl as much as I did. And I tell you, the Eagles and all their fans have a lot to be proud of with a great game they played. And for us Patriots fans, you know, we'll see if Mr. Brady will come back and lead the team again. Hopefully he will. But if he doesn't, you know, this time, you know, change is inevitable. The only thing you can count on is change. It's time for new leadership, time for a new quarterback, time for just a new beginning. Anyway, enough of the football talk. My name is Eric Frazier, and I am the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now is a radio show, an online TV program, a magazine. We got it all there. Go to thepowersnow.com. And we are a real estate company and a mortgage company. Now, our license number for The Power Is Now as a real estate company is 1980407, 1980407, The Power Is Now Real Estate Services. The license number for The Power Is Now Mortgage Services is 1435243. One of these days, I'm going to memorize these numbers, 1435243, and that's for The Power Is Now Real Estate Services. I am the broker, both the Power Is Now Real Estate Services and the Power Is Now Mortgage Services. And my individual license as a real estate broker is 011-43484, 011-43484. And my mortgage license, the National Mortgage Licensing System Services, or a registry, that number is 461807, MLLS. And so I'm the mortgage broker and the real estate broker for The Power Is Now, Inc. Welcome again to The Power Lunch, and we appreciate you taking time to join us today. and just to talk a little bit about what's going on in the industry. So please take a moment. For those of you who are real estate professionals, you can share the link. We would love for you to share what we do on Tuesday afternoons at 12:30 with real estate professionals. So please, again, check out our magazine that's on the Powers Now website. The February issue will be coming out any day now. And so I encourage you to check it out. A lot of great articles. If you are an agent and you like to write, please reach out to us. We are always looking for contributors to the magazine. So please reach out to us. Let us know if you would like to contribute to the magazine. We have many areas in which we try to address in the magazine. And so if you're a real estate agent specializing in commercial real estate or multifamily units, we love to get more articles from agents about commercial real estate. So please reach out to us if you'd be interested in writing. One of the great things about writing for the magazine is that you get free advertising. Free advertising, folks. Free advertising. And so why not take advantage? Our magazine is distributed to thousands. I'm talking hundreds of thousands reading our magazine. And it's just a great way to get more exposure. So coming up here, folks, is the press release. I'm going to share a press release we just received from HUD. And you may have heard about it. It was on Friday. The Department of Housing and Urban Development today, and that was on Friday, awarded $242.7 million to help the U.S. Virgin Islands to recover from Hurricane Irma and Maria. So HUD's Deputy Secretary Pamela Hughes Patronaut announced the disaster recovery grant with Governor Kenneth E. Mapp during a tour of the damaged homes in St. Thomas. Now, a little background about this. September 8th of last year, President Trump signed Public Law Number 115-56, 115-56, which appropriated $7.4 billion in CBDG funds for major disaster declared in the calendar year of 2017. And so to distribute these funds, HUD is required by law to direct the funds to the areas most impacted by qualifying disaster HUD guidelines, and they'll continue to work with the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands to address unmet needs. So this is a big deal, the money needed for those areas. I mean, I'm waiting. I mean, I don't know why Puerto Rico is not on here, but I mean, there's been some tremendous devastation occurring with hurricanes and tornadoes. And it's great that HUD is stepping up here and managing about, what is it, 242.7 million dollars of the $7.4 billion in CDBG funding for disaster recovery. So that's a press release. You can look it up. Just go to HUD.gov press release and read the details there. And you can learn more about community development block grants that are available for not just for disaster release, but also for homeownership and to make the American dream of homeownership a reality for more people. So something to just be aware of. And if you're in those areas and you're watching us today, you know, our hearts and prayers are with those who are still, you know, dealing with the aftermath of the tornadoes and floods and earthquakes and things of that nature that are taking place really just all over the United States and particularly all over the world. You know, there's just so many challenges going on. And as a believer, I know that the time is near. Just so many things are going on in the world. And let's just pray for those who are still dealing with the aftermath of natural disasters, which no one really can control. Also coming up, the National Association, let me pull this up, the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. I am a member of NARAP in Orange County and been a member of the organization for a long time. And NARAP released their analysis of key issues in the tax reform act. You should check that out. And then their 2018 policy and Hispanic lending conference is coming up February 26th to the 28th. So, we have gone over their wealth report. The Latino Donor Coalition. If you haven't checked that out, it's on our website. And then there's the 2017 annual report. Go to NAHREP, NAHREP.org, and just check out the great information, the State of Hispanic report, their policy position for 2017. The Latino community is the fastest growing community in the United States. And in some cities, I mean, they are soon, if not already, the majority of the population. So, muy importante, nosotros hablamos en español. We need to speak the language and understand what's going on in that community if we're going to serve that community, because particularly Latinos and African Americans, those two groups represent the lowest rate of homeownership of all ethnic groups. Right here in California, it's 35%. For African Americans, around 41-43%, the last numbers I saw for Latinos. Actually, our homeownership rate in California is lower than the national, that is African Americans, is lower than the national rate, which is around 42% for African Americans nationally. In California, we're at 35. Latinos are better, 43 in California, and up around 45-46 nationally. So, we're seeing the homeownership rate improve across color lines. And more importantly, what's driving this is job creation, education, and financial literacy. You need a job. You need financial literacy and education to make more money in your job, financial literacy to make the right decisions to qualify for a home. And we're seeing that. So, again, go to NAHREP.org, and check out what's going on with this organization. I attended the conference last year, and they did a fantastic job, folks. And it's a conference, it's a real estate conference, as well as a music festival. And they're the only real estate trade association that does this. So it's pretty amazing. Also, too, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, they have a number of events that are coming up. Go to NAHREP.com. Also, go to the state chapter, KRAB.org, the state chapter. They've been busy here lately with meeting with our legislators in Sacramento. And please go to their website, and you can check out other events that are taking place both at the state level, CAREB.org, as well as the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and things that they have going on. Coming up, the 2018 Congressional Black Caucus, the NAHREP has formed an alliance with the Congressional Black Caucus that goes back many years, and it's working with them. We're able to have some influence in Washington to get the help we need as African Americans to improve our rate of homeownership and are to stop some of the practices that's taken place in lending, both with Fannie and Freddie and with HUD guidelines, that have a disparate impact on African Americans for a number of reasons. I mean, our homeownership rate could be better. We could eliminate a number of policies that I don't have time to go into right now. But if you are a member of NAHREP and you're participating in the conferences and you're reading about, you're going to the website, staying abreast of what's happening, you will see that we are on top of it and addressing these issues. Homeownership rate reaches the highest level in 3 years. That's a report that was issued in January. It's on their website under the latest blogs. Check that out. And reach out to local realtors chapter in your area. I'm the president of the Orange County chapter. There's a chapter in Orange County, a chapter in Inland Empire, a chapter in Los Angeles, a chapter in Northern California, and there's chapters throughout the state. If you would like to know where a chapter is near you, again, go to NAHREP.com, and you can find under who we are and member services, join NAHREP in your area under member services, and you can find a local chapter in your area. And while I'm at it, let's take a look and see what ARIA is up to. I'm a member of ARIA as well. By the way, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a member of all the trade associations. It may cost a little bit of money to do so, but the opportunities to network and to, you know, grow your business through realtor relationships, if you're a lender, or to partner up and know what's going on in the basically in your market area with other real estate professionals like who are members of these associations that this thinks makes sense. And so coming up in April, ARIA has their Global and Luxury Summit, and that's April 7th and the 9th at the Fairmont Olympic Hotel. And that's, you know, ARIA, again, does a great job. Their membership is continuing to grow. I don't know what the latest numbers are. Last time I checked, they're well close to 15 or maybe 18,000. NAREP is in the 20s now. Not NAREP, but the National Association of Real Estate, the Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, and 20,000 plus. These organizations are growing like leaps and bounds. The NAREP organization is growing as well, not at the rate or the level that these other organizations are. But, you know, one thing we should keep in mind, African-Americans are 12% of the population, 12% of the populations. And when you look at particular states here in California, I believe we're 5% of the population, 5% of the state of California. I live in Riverside, and I don't think we're not even 2% in Riverside, less than 1% in Orange County. There's a lot more in LA. And so that's one of the reasons why our chapters and our organization isn't as large as the other minority trade associations. But I want to encourage you to join us because many of us African-Americans are members of ARIA and of NAREP, and we support, we are multicultural in our approach. We are focused on the needs of our community, of course, as African-Americans and trying to make a difference there, but we work with everybody. And I think collaboration is important. We should all be trying to collaborate with one another, support one another, because our needs are the same. They really are. So I want to encourage you to check out ARIA. Their website is AREAA.org, and what they have coming up. Their convention this year is going to be at the ARIA Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, October 18th through the 20th. I will be there. I will be at the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals convention as well. And let's see when that is coming up. I'm not sure. I don't see when it's coming up, but it will probably be in October as it is every year. And we'll invite both ARIA and NAREP to come on, as well as NAREP, to talk about their upcoming conferences. Now is the time to start planning to go so you can afford it. It's an expensive proposition. You know, the registration fees, the hotel, the travel, the food, you're out no less than $3,000. Folks, just know that. You're out at least $3,000 in attending these conferences when you take everything in consideration. So now is the time to start planning to attend all the conferences, and I hope to see you all there. All right, coming up right here at The Power Is Now, we are going to be participating in the 39th Annual Black History Parade this Saturday in downtown Riverside. It starts at 10 a.m. The Power Is Now is a sponsor of this event, and so I'm looking forward to that. If you want more details about the Black History Parade, in Riverside, go to blackhistorycommittee.org, blackhistorycommittee.org, blackhistorycommittee.org. Now, Christina Kimball, Director of Operations and Sales here at Power Is Now, attended the Black History Parade in Orange County. And in fact, I should have had her come on and talk about it, but it was over the top, fantastic, well attended. And so the Power Is Now was represented, but we didn't have an actual table or booth there. Just too many things going on here at the Power Is Now to go to be everywhere. But we will be involved in Riverside. And so we hope that we'll see you there. Please say hello if you see the Power Is Now table and banner at the Black History Parade and the hangout afterwards. Now, we're having a homebuyer workshop coming up in March. If you go to our event page, thepowersnow.com, go to events, you'll see under homebuyer seminars that we have coming up. We have one coming up in Harbor City on the 11th and another one in Long Beach on the 18th. So that's for the month of March, March 11th and March 18th. In the meantime, we have our regular weekly homebuyer seminar every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And tonight, I'll be talking about the benefits of buying versus renting. We're going to get into the numbers, folks, and not just the numbers, but some of the other intangible benefits associated with homeownership. So we're going to talk about the benefits of buying versus renting tonight at 7 o'clock. If you would like to attend some of our live seminars, go to buyhomeseminars.com. Buyhomeseminars is plural, .com. And you can register for one of our events. Please go. These are typically held at churches or nonprofit organizations, and we like to support organizations who are all about homeownership and helping families achieve the stability that homeownership brings. If you are associated with a church, please reach out to us. I love supporting pastors, and I want to see more pastors actually add homeownership to their strategy for 2018, to their goals and objectives for 2018. It's interesting, being a pastor myself for many years and launching an online ministry here very soon, I know firsthand the challenges and the struggles of being a pastor and working with churches. And I also know what the business plans look like, the goals and objectives look like for most churches. And I would say that 99.9% of them do not have homeownership initiatives in their agenda. They may have business initiatives like starting a business and, you know, leveraging banks for funding for small business. And I've never understood that. It's important that we support small business, and there are many people who want to start a business. But I have many people will tell you, buy a home before you start a business. You know, get a home before you even start a business. You want to start a business, most likely over the years that home will provide, which it does, by the way. Home ownership and home equity is a number one source of financing for small businesses. It is. So, but own a home. And we need more people to own their homes, particularly within the African-American community. And we're working with Black churches and other and non-Black churches, for that matter, to provide the opportunity for people to learn what it takes and learn about programs that they have no idea that exist. And I tell you, programs that they have no idea. And they shouldn't have any. Your pastor shouldn't know. He's not in the business. You know, and the elders or the deacons don't know. They're probably not in the business. And those that are there are probably not in a position, the church isn't providing a platform for them to share the information if they even knew about it. But there are programs that most people do not know about, which we're trying to talk about online, so try to get the word out that way, and going directly to churches. Programs that says you can buy a home with even bad credit, or what you might think is bad credit. You can buy a home without mortgage insurance, which helps reduce your payment. You can buy a home without any money down. You can buy a home and get seller credit to cover your closing costs. You can get a conventional loan with only 1% down, lower interest rates, no mortgage insurance. You can partner up with people to buy a home. You can buy a 4-unit building and get the money for down payment. There's so many things, so many ways you can buy a home. And let me tell you, the community, our communities, Latino, African Americans, minority, do not know about these programs. They don't know about it. And I have to tell you, the churches aren't doing anything about it. They're not doing anything about it. There are some, but not enough, that are doing something about addressing the need of homeownership. They address the need for homelessness and providing temporary shelters or giving them vouchers. They address the need for clothing and having clothes closets and giving away clothes. They address the need for people who are hungry and families who are hungry. They have hot meal programs and they have food baskets they give out. And this is great work. This is a great work that churches are doing. But they only seem to address the needs of those who are on the extremes of society, those who are on the edge where disaster is just the next step for them. And they need help. And they need our prayers. And they need the financial support the churches need to address those needs. But what about people who are not there? What about people who do have jobs, who want to buy a home? What about people who are not on the fringe of disaster, not on the edge of being homeless or not having food in their refrigerator, but are just normal families trying to raise a family, send their kids to college, have some permanency in their lives, a home that they can call their own? What about those people? All right. They are being completely neglected by the church. They have everything going on every night of the week. Every single night of the week, there's something going on, but not enough going on addressing financial literacy and homeownership. And so that's what we are trying to do with The Power Is Now. And I want to encourage those of you who are pastors, who are listening to me, or those who are church members and you go to a church, please have your pastor reach out to me or someone under staff. Contact us by email at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com, or a member of my team, and we'd be happy to provide an opportunity to share all these various programs and the free money that's available for people to buy a home. And we can also set up an online platform for them to get that information as well. I'm looking for the first church to have, you know, a dedicated night in which we would do it completely online. All the members just tune in from home and get the information they need. We can do that as well. All right. I want to thank you all for watching. Please, continue to support The Power Is Now on Tuesday night. This Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I'll be talking about the benefits of buying versus renting. Very important subject. There are still people, believe it or not, out there who think that you should not buy a home, or that it's not worth it to buy a home, or that it's not their priority to buy a home. There are people out there who still think this way. And so I hopefully will change their mindset and get them to see that that simply makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. When you look at the data and you look at the numbers, it makes absolutely no sense. So tune in tonight and learn about the benefits of buying a home versus renting a home. Buying versus renting. Now, I want to see if I have any questions from anybody on Facebook. If you have any questions or comments, please post them there on Facebook. I'll be happy to reach out to you. My Facebook is somewhat delayed here. And if not, drop me an email. We'll be happy to communicate with you directly via email, or just call me up at 714-475-8629. One of the things I forgot to mention is that on this coming Thursday at 12:30, we're having a marketing session. Please go to thepowersnow.com under Powers TV, Powersnow TV. You can see the last marketing session, or you can see it right here on Facebook. Every Thursday at 12:30 in the afternoon, we're talking real estate. We have agents here at The Powers Now that have listings. We have agents from other companies that have listings. And if you are a consumer looking for a deal, you should tune in. You might hear about price reduction. You never know what you might hear about. If you are a real estate agent, you do not have to be a member of the Powers Now team to be on the show. Any agent anywhere can join us and talk about their listings. Or if you have needs, if you have buyer needs and you want to tell us, you got a buyer who's looking to buy a commercial building, an office building, a restaurant, or a single family home, or multi-units. If you have a buyer with cash and you have needs, you can join us as well and talk about your buyer's needs. All right. Well, I think I've covered everything. Thank you for joining me today. And we look forward to engaging you tonight at 7 o'clock. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining me. Have an awesome day.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.